human beings suffer in many less general ways as well. Some meet with bandits and thieves and lose all their wealth. Their bodies become pierced by weapons or beaten with clubs and so forth. Some suffer heavy punishments at the hands of legal authorities for having committed crimes. Others hear dreadful news or rumors of distant family or friends and suffer terribly. Or they fear the loss of their wealth and possessions and they suffer with worry. Others suffer from encountering people in situations that they do not wish to encounter. And still others suffer through not getting what they want. For example, although one may try to cultivate a piece of land, drought, frost, hail, and so forth may destroy the crop. One may work as a sailor or fisherman, but a sudden gust of wind may result in one's ruin. If one goes into business, one may lose one's investment or, after much effort, make no profit. One may take monastic ordination, but then may have to face the sorrow of having broken the vows. In short, having taken a samsaric human form out of the forces of karma and delusion, one must face the sufferings of birth, sickness, old age, death, and so forth. And as well, one is using one's precious human incarnation largely as an instrument to produce more causes of lower rebirth and greater misery in the future. End of quote.